Thoreau's beard. I imagine Thoreau in his cabin at Walden, a man unbathed for a week, admiring his beard's progress in the mirror hanging from a nail on the wall, while a blizzard buried the unfrequented woods. He was almost finished writing economy. He would sit on one of two chairs, his prose a bluebird nesting inside his head. He would never travel very far because there was so much to see and do on his acre of land. He had problems to solve industriously. For instance, he had to figure out how to bake bread in the oven he constructed outside. It wasn't going to be easy with Zephyros seeding the wind with sleet. And then there was the deep snow to contend with. If I were Henry David Thoreau, I would say to hell with the bread, settle down for a nap. And then, after I woke up, flip through the Bhagavad Gita. But knowing me, my mind would wander, and I'd start thinking of you again. Compose another letter. Because you are already taken, I would try to conceal my true feelings. So I'd keep the correspondence superficial and chatty, summarize while I dipped my quill into the inkwell and stroked the whiskers of my beard, how much I paid for the second-hand boards, the nails I used to build the shack.